challenge me, I'll crush you.
It's been a long time since I've been at full power. Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
We're gonna war. We're gonna eat that sauce up for breakfast.
You are compelled to listen.
Oh, no, don't start with that. See, you think it's the devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
So here is the account of my business.
If you will listen, you will listen.
Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Then you know what I'm talking
every
about.
Chance you get.
You
every
minute. A joke.
You will keep your radio. You will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our ears.
All right. Yes. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your small host. That's right. What an only be. Haha. Right here on Poly Broadcasting Network. Yes. Yes. Sponsored by ELVTalk.com. Free speech social network that everybody should be on. Yes, indeed. All right, so let's get this thing started here. What can we say? I have been all over the issues here, just talking about this, talking about that. I hope you guys enjoyed the simulcast yesterday. Those things sneak up on me, but you know, Red Pill Nation, the hangout there is it's really fun. Again, I love sharing the spotlight, giving people a chance to spare their beef, you know, talk about what's going on. I'm not one of those egotistical personalities that just like to hear himself talk. I'm more of a, yeah, just a warning system. That's what I do. But if there's things out there we can't figure out, well then, obviously we need to talk about those things, right? We really, really do. There's a lot of non-issue stuff out there as well that eventually has to be talked about. Just because, I'm tired of scapegoating. You know, this is the problem with that. And, you know, I really think people will say that fear, the government runs us, you know, with fear. Controlling us with fear tactic. Now, I'm under the train of thought that it's stress. They want to run us with stress now. For example, I mean, you have Biden. I call him O Biden. Sleepy Joe, Demented Joe. The vegetable. That took office from our legitimate president. Yeah, that guy. It's in the news that they want to crack down on cigarettes. They want to make cigarettes more expensive. Not just more expensive, but take out the nicotine. Lower the nicotine dosage. Yeah, this is what's on the agenda for Biden. Can you believe everything that's going on in this world, this is on the agenda? Why is that? Because people have ways of dealing with stress. You know he's anti-marijuana, cannabis. wants to raise the age of shooting guns, right? 21. You know, I used to love going to the gun range. That's great stress relief. I really think this is an attack on our mental health. Well, I mean, when they start messing with stuff like things that are culturally traditional, you got some red flags there. My red flag, whenever they took out the menthol for the cigarettes, you know me, guys. I have to think about that one for a minute. Like, oh, okay, they want to take away the menthol and cigarettes because of the COVID, right? 2 months after they outlawed the menthol cigarettes, COVID-19 pops up. What is a treatment? What is a treatment for respiratory? Menthol. So it's like, you know, every time they mess with something, you got to really think about what's going on. So they want to take away, they want to lower the dosage of the nicotine. Well, what's going to happen if you do that? Think about it. You're going to spend more money that you don't have, okay? You're going to end up smoking more, which is worse for your health, just to get that same amount of nicotine. So that means population control, right? More cancer, more death, right? It's like the drug dealer, you know, whenever you get hooked on something, oh, that drug dealer, he's going to give you a couple good bags, you know, maybe two or three more after that. But once you're hooked, you become a regular customer, oh, he's going to put some cut in your drugs. He's going to dilute it somehow. Right? Isn't that the agenda? I mean, good Lord, anybody can see that is not... That shouldn't be the priority of sitting president. No, you know, doing the acts of a drug dealer, acting like a drug dealer, why does he even care? I can understand he doesn't want to give us our right to medical cannabis, but you're going to go and mess with the cigarettes too? And, I mean, the worst part is dress this up like they're doing something good. I tell you, nicotine is just an additive. Nicotine is not. Listen, there's 200 different cancer-causing agents, chemicals put into cigarettes. Nicotine is only there just to get you addicted. So, everything about the situation spells a bad, bad situation. It's a negative. There are no pros in the situation. There are only cons. Only cons. So we got callers already on the line here. So let's go ahead and hop on. I need to take caller before I get too mad and start ranting. Well, let's go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, V. This is Sherry in Kansas. Hey, there's a reason he's trying to limit the nicotine is this mRNA, the spike protein, COVID thing is what... It actually attaches to the nicotine receptors in your brain, as ivermectin actually plugs in there too, and it kind of blocks. Now, this is what Dr. Brian Artis has said, and you can go to like covenomseries.com and watch that interview, him and he did with some guy. But he says that the ivermectin actually attaches to the nicotine receptors in your brain and blocks the spike protein from attaching there. But nicotine actually blocks it better. That's
wow.
what he said.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is the,
wow.
That's eye-opening. I mean, holy smokes.
Because they what? Say that very few smokers, you know, had a problem with COVID.
Yeah. I did notice that trend as well. Very few smokers. Yeah, so that's why.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it when pieces come together. Oh, did you say, was it Sherry?
Yeah, and so...
Sherry, thank you.
So, nicotine gum might be one of those things you want to stock up on to use for something you can trade people with. You know, something to trade. So, takes up less room than cigarettes, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. A lot healthier.
So,
wow, that you have blown my mind. Thank you, Sherry.
So,
see? Oh, wow. Yeah, did you have anything else to add?
Pardon?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Well, and the other thing is he talks a lot about the venom. You know, the CIA and, you know, other entities that they contract with, they've been messing around with different kinds of venom for a long time.
Yes.
And he said that they even, and I'm not sure how he found this, but they actually admitted to in the 70s, and it might have come out in the House assassination hearings back in the 70s, because he was talking about them too. But the CIA admitted to using some kind of, I think it was two different venoms, and hooking it up so it went into the water supply in a building, and I think it was an FBI building. And then they, to see the effect it would have, and then they already had an antidote that they hooked in a little bit later, and within 2 hours, it had negated the venom to where you couldn't even detect it. This is what he said he found. So, and he said that they weren't testing air filters, like in planes and stuff, to predict... to predict the where the COVID outbreaks were going to be, they were checking the water supplies, or were they just checking the water supplies?
Yeah, you got to think about those things when you talk about the CIA.
Yeah. Well, supposedly the CDC, and but he said it was 37 states and 400 cities within those 37 states. So, you know, it's all very suspicious.
It's all very suspicious and very convenient for the powers that be and their agenda. Yeah.
Anyway.
Just have to do the math. Yeah. Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate your call. Wonderful information.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, well, see, there you have it. You know, I love it when people research and they do their thing. I spend so much of my time trying to just take the stuff apart and try to, you know, make sense of it. And but, yeah, if you got something blocking, inhibiting your so-called, you know, vaccine, yeah, I would definitely try my best to make that substance illegal, for sure. Wow. Attacking the jewels. But it, point being, it's never because it's for the good of, you know, the population, good for the good of the people. I'm so sick of hearing that stuff. We know there's an ulterior motive. We know this. As a population, we should question everything that we're told. 100%. We should question everything. Not trust a damn word these politicians say. I mean, it is obvious and as old as a concept that is, people are still, you know, supporting the system. You should stop supporting the system. I don't even know if these mofos, I mean, you have these people, these actors that pretend like they have our best interest at heart, but why? I'm to the point, and I'm talking about O'Biden, I'm to the point where I don't even think he likes us on any level. I mean, think about it. He's done every screw up possible politically that you can think of. You know what? Okay. Well, I was just saying, you know, we've made fun of him so much. He has, you know, go, what is it, let's go Brandon, which he knows what that means. He's had the whole nation sing that. He knows the country hates him. He, you know, we make fun of him at every chance we get. He fell off his bike.
Yeah, poor guy. Poor guy. Those clips on the bike are tricky. They're very tricky.
Falls upstairs.
Yeah, he falls upstairs.
We make.
Yeah.
But do you think? I mean, if I were him, and I still had my marbles in my head, I would say screw this country. I would be doing everything possible to poison all of you. I mean, like that, I'm going to kill all of you. And the way we have talked about this man, you would think he would hate all of us. And I wouldn't blame him at that point. I would have him removed from office and impeached, of course, for all the horrible things he's doing that don't make any sense. But I can definitely sympathize with his hate for Americans. He's talking about getting rid of Social Security. And he was snide about it. Like, yeah, I'm going to do it. Ooh.
It's break time.
And what are you going to do about it? Yeah. Uh-huh. All right, let's go to break, guys. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Hey, little cars, what's running down? How them little piggies be trying to run?
Hey, yo, we head to a party to go see what's happening. Smoking the law in the car, turn on some rapping. Start the freestyle, we be up on our way. Finish up the blunt.
Somebody passes that spray.
Get on the freeway, yo, it's after dark. I guess it always pulls up right behind us.
Can some narcs.
Letting all kinds of speed cars pass. Just so he can harass our black ass. Police pulling us over for no reason. Searching the car like it's nigga hunting season. Yeah, round. Asking about where's the pound? Where's the guns? Are y'all niggas on the run? You got warrants? Y'all niggas ready for some torment? That's how they be cracking. It seems like they be acting. Except it's real life, like they rushing up your residence, searching your crib. They can't find no evidence. Man, this stuff is making me mad, man. Hey, man, I ain't tripping. Man, I'm about to do something. I'm tired of these pigs harassing every day, man. The other day, Mr. Buddha had this plan. Get grands off the man, so our whole crew can expand. Stay all wanted me to drive the getaway. Car was like, f*** it, cause I ain't got no dough anyway. Star, they straight man, they rockin' my grandma.
All right, yeah.
And together the entourage. My nigga straight in the bank, then broke the hell out.
Yeah, we got old man Biden. Good Lord, can we talk about this? I don't know, I'm tired of being just lied to, just like, and just systematic destruction of our country, as if it's not obvious. Yeah, let's play a clip. Go ahead.
He'd probably pretend. For years, Biggs has been a vocal critic. Blah, blah, blah. He has dismissed the retirement crisis as a non-issue, and as recently as 2020 blamed problems with the Social Security system on older Americans' game of chicken.
What's that mean?
I don't even know.
Either die or don't, older Americans.
2 decades ago, Biggs worked on a Bush administration commission that pushed to privatize Social Security. In response to questions from the lever, Biggs suggested he no longer favors privatizing Social Security. Instead, he said he now believes that nation's Social Security-like programs should be more focused on guaranteeing against poverty in old age, while middle and high-income individuals take on greater responsibility for saving for retirement on their own. So what this does, that idea of, well, you want to give money to rich people. What that does is that it makes Social Security now a giveaway program, a welfare program instead of what it is, a paid for retirement benefit. Do you see what that does? So when it goes to everybody, that's a paid for benefit. But when you start taking it away from rich people or middle income people, and we're only going to give it to poor, now you've made it something that's not what it is. And that's easier to do.
What middle income people?
Right. There's no middle income in America. There's poor people and then there's rich people. Establishing such savings accounts would be a solution in search of a problem. Social Security is incredible. So they want to. That's what George Bush wanted to do. Give you a we're going to make good so you can put that money in the market. So we're going to give you a private Social Security savings. Then you take that money, you put it in the market, and then and they would have lost everything in 2008.
Wow. I didn't even think. I remember him saying that. Oh, we're going to put it in the market.
That's
and I
right.
Didn't think of that.
And they would have lost everything.
Over until, yeah.
Social Security is incredibly successful at delivering retirement benefits, and raising taxes on the wealthy would be a straightforward way to expand the program. Alternatively, creating retirement accounts invested in the stock market would involve a much more unwieldy and risky expansion of government programs and would be a huge boon to all, like we just said. In 2001, Biggs was the staff analyst on George W. Bush's Commission on Social Security that advocated privatizing the government program by shifting the program's trust fund investment from U.S. Treasury bills to high-fee, high-risk personal accounts that seniors could use to invest Social Security assets in the stock and bond markets, like employees do with their 401k plans. Like I said, they would have lost it all in 2008 when the market crashed. After that, Biggs spent 4 years working as an asshole commissioner on the, oh, I'm sorry, as an associate commissioner of the Social Security Administration, which administers the Social Security program, while Bush unsuccessfully pushed to unprecedented privatization efforts. He hand-waved away retirement insecurities for millions of Americans, saying that only 23% of seniors will have retirement incomes equal to or less than 75% of their average pre-retirement earnings. He was concerned by Social Security taxes being raised on upper-middle-class Americans making as little as $140,000, even though such a tax hike would massively increase long-term Social Security funding. He also endorsed cuts to Social Security, saying most middle and upper income retirees could survive just fine with slightly lower initial Social Security benefits and lower cost of living adjustments after retirement. He also argued that Social Security privatization would make Americans not only richer, but also happier. Happier, healthier, and more familial, smarter. It would be the best thing ever in the world if you fucked over people.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to take a quick break, guys. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Yeah. Load up on your nicotine gum, guys. Even if you're not a smoker, it's probably time to get some now, especially with the information we just learned. I'm going to do some deep diving into that information. But anyhow, yeah. Your Social Security retirement. See, this is another one of those multifaceted issues. Multifaceted. And in case you guys are wondering, yes, accepting phone calls. Definitely call into the show. We can have a discussion about the stuff. So keep the calls coming in and say your piece about the stuff. So, yeah, the Social Security. I mean, it's a very sour sort of subject for myself because, you know, growing up, you know, I had a father who was retired military. You know, my mom, she worked a nice job, nice respectable job, working for a tech firm. And, you know, all this to make sure that, you know, I'm out of the ghetto, I'm out of the hood. So my teen years were spent and going to school, you know, white suburbia, be middle class. Okay. My mom worked for this company for 19 and a half years. They laid her off just to not give her retirement. The excuse was the company was splitting in half because the owner of the company was getting divorced, And you see why you women, I swear to God, you just don't know how many lives you ruin. You know, when it comes to rich people that have businesses and you want to get a divorce and you want to make sure you take half of everything the man's got that you did zero work for, that you put zero investment in, you have zero time in, but you just are entitled. You feel entitled. You want to take half a man's work. But it's just not, a lot of times it's not just affecting the man just because you're trying to be, I really want to curse so bad. I want to use a four-letter word starting with a C. But just because you want to be that person to stick it to him, to be vindictive, you know, you affect so many people's lives, okay? My mother is a victim of that. So that it's just an excuse for the company to split in half. She didn't technically lose her job. Her job got transferred over to the other half with the woman. Oh, but guess what? Time reset. No 19 and a half years going into retirement. My mom had to work 2 or 3 more years at the new company before she literally could not work anymore. She had got a medical condition where her body started to fail her. Okay? I'm not going to speak on any details, but, you know, for her Social Security, she had to wait so many years to get her Social Security at the age of 65 because she couldn't retire. She was robbed of her retirement. Robbed. Those were some hard times when my mom couldn't continue working. You know, I had to go out and get a job. Even though I didn't live at home, I got the hell out of the house at the age of 14. But, you know, I'd come back every now and again, shack up in my old room, just to help out, just as an excuse, you know. Like, you know, I'm tired of having roommates right now. You know, I'm tired of whatever. You know, oh, me and a girlfriend broke up. I'm coming back home. Because I get tired of hearing my mom on the phone saying that, you know, we're struggling. So I move back in and pay rent for my room to live with my parents. You know, that Social Security, when she finally got it, well, gee whiz, it most definitely wasn't 75% of what she was making. Okay, maybe 35%, if that. So my mom got screwed out of her retirement to live on 35% of what she worked for. My mom worked her whole life. Okay? The government thinks that we're supposed to be slaves. We're born into the slavery, into the system, and we're supposed to work to the day we die. It's not the American dream. It isn't. Everybody should do their 20 years and should be able to retire. You pay into the system for 20 years, so and then you retire. Live the rest of your life to being free. My mom, like me, you know, I had a job at 13, 14 years old. I always wanted to work. I want got a house to have my own money. I had my own landscaping gig. Yeah, I cut grass. I did everything to cutting down trees to putting in water fountains in the yards. Things like that. Sprinkler systems. So, I mean, my mom, and she tell me stories. I'm a late child. I'm a late child. All right? Just to hear my mom tell me stories about her working as a young teenager, 12, 13, 14, you know, picking cotton in the fields. Like, Mom, you lying to me. That's old slavery stuff. That stuff doesn't happen anymore. That stuff didn't happen then. What are you talking about? Nope. My mom told me she worked for a cotton company picking cotton. Yeah, that stuff is still around. Prisoners, in Texas at least, I know, prisoners who get out of prison and are in their little work program, guess what they do? I have a brother picking cotton right now. As barbaric as that is. Barbaric and nasty as that sounds. But anyways, before I get too off track, Mom worked since the age of 12. She's put 50 years into working, 50 years, having a job for 50 years, and still screwed out of a retirement just to get this little piddly money from Social Security that they now want to do away with. I'm telling you, that's the last straw for me. If Biden and his administration screws up Social Security, I'm climbing a clock tower, wherever he is. Because this is criminal. The system is designed to screw people over and to keep them into wage slave jobs for as long as humanly possible. The system is so hell-bent on getting rid of the undesirables. Not just the drug addicts or the criminals or the activist.
You're going to pull a Charles V. Whitman?
I'm sorry?
You're going to pull a Charles V. Whitman?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, finish your rant, but I got some stuff about cotton picking and moms working. I got a little something for that too.
Well, I'm pretty much finished. I'm just saying it, you know, now I mean the undesirables at this point that the government is mostly concerned with are the elderly.
Yeah, we're taking your funds. You've paid in for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Your funds belong to us now. We are Joe Biden, you know, federal government administration. I don't think Trump was trying to take our Social Security. I'm pretty sure he would be like...
That was the fear that was put out there.
Yeah.
I think he wanted to augment it, actually. Yeah. I think he wanted to do something to it,
literally,
but not
like,
take it
yeah,
away
like,
from us.
Like, roll it into, like, a real IRA, like a global, maybe even a cryptocurrency, you know, whatever. I'm sure there's lots of people that want to call in and be like, that Trump was going to steal your stuff. Okay. I'm pretty sure he wanted you to have money to spend at Trump Tower.
Exactly.
I don't think he was like... I'm going to build Trump Towers, and then I hope you are poor and can't come. I think he wanted us to have a little, you know, at least a little bit of something.
He wants everybody spending money.
Yeah.
Trump was good for the economy.
Yeah, I don't care what anybody says.
But I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, there's not a lot of people that can actually provide a strong argument that Trump was terrible. They just, they're like, but it's all a, but a whataboutism, you know? Oh, but what about he, but a what about, oh, but a, Kushner's and, oh, Ivanka wasn't good. You know, you can even get most of the people that are still kind of like, yes, Trump was doing okay, but yeah, you know, Ivanka wasn't the girl you want to, you know, hit your wagon to, or, you know, Kushner's and, you know, oh, he's connected. That's fine, but let's be serious. Look at what happened, guys. Like, whoa, not good. Hi, I'm Joe Biden. I fall upstairs. My feet get stuck in clips on my bicycle. I, you know, no coordination. I can barely speak. They shoot me up with, what is it, B12? I don't even know what they're doing. I mean,
methamphetamine.
He's like the Nick Nolte Hitler of presidents. You know, he's the Nick Nolte. He's jamming B vitamins into his butt, and he's probably taking amphetamines just to be sure. Let's give him a couple of pills. Maybe, 20, 30 minutes before we have to actually have him speak. And then he's all like, come on, man. Let's go. Listen, I signed the bill. I signed the bill. And you're like, what is wrong with this guy, dude? Like, at least you can make fun of Trump and his hilarious accent. You know, like, we're the best. You know, we're the greatest. You know, Joe Biden can. And Trump's still out there doing his thing. Geez, let's hate the guy that's still working. And no coverage, you know what I mean? You turn on your TV, turn on your internet, go to the interwebs, go to Reddit, go to Facebook. There's no Trump. None of your friends are going to be like, oh, look at Trump saying stuff, and it sounds, no, there's no Trump. That's like your first sign. Here's your sign. You know, when you have someone that's got thousands and hundreds of thousands of followers and supporters, and you can't even hear a thing about him unless you like walk out of your house and talk to your neighbor, you know, in their garden, and you're like, hey man, what's up with Trump? And they're like, oh yeah, let's go, man. Trump 2024. You know, he's out there, he's taken L's, he's taken W's, you know, losses and wins. People are like, oh, Trump. The only time you're gonna hear about Trump is how they're gonna be like, oh, the Trump people, they're still just losing out there. Look, he supported 30 people and only 18 won the you know, political seat. It's like, what? Like, that's a bad thing? Because I'm pretty sure if you watch Joe Biden, you're ending up looking at, no one knows what he's doing. Half the time he's just, you know, he's still in the basement, or he's out there just really screwing up. And again, I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. I feel bad for the guy. He should be hanging out with his grandkids, sniffing their hair. You know, take a break, man. What? Why is he just, they're parading him around. The guy can't even talk. And is it even the same guy? Because he made sense like 40 years ago. Now suddenly he's like this, you know, he's like the Nancy Pelosi of, you know, male Catholics. Well,
see, this thing, he was okay up till 6 months before he got elected.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no one had a problem with Joe Biden. He was that cool vice president. You know,
he could string a sentence together. Yeah, he could do all this stuff.
Former vice president Joe Biden. He was cool.
I'm thinking he had, see, this is my theory. I think because they have to MKUltra all these presidents before they go into office, knowing that they were going to rig the election, he was going to be the president, I think they had to take some extra time to MKUltra him, and his brain is just broken from it.
Yeah. Well, and plus, I mean, can you imagine if he saw the, like the negative press where they're showing him sniffing, like, 50, you know, 11-year-old girls' hairs just to, you know, put an average out there? Like, I'd feel pretty bad. I'd be like, oh, gosh, I guess I'm not a good guy. But really, what has Joe Biden done?
No, man, like, I just like sniffing Pantene.
It smells good. It smells good, man. Come on, man. And, you know, it's not like he's, you know, he's no Ted Kennedy or whatever, right? It's Ted Kennedy. He didn't, you know, he didn't like drown any girls in his car. He hasn't, you know, he hasn't been accused of actual sexual misconduct or, you know, rape.
Oh, no, yes.
Oh yeah.
Tara
Reid. Oh, well, that one girl. Yeah, that one. The one. Yeah, the one woman where you pinned her up on the wall. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not good. Well, hey, but you know what I mean. Same thing. That was a misunderstanding, man. Come on, man. I was just trying to. I was welcoming her to the, you know, to the halls of power. I mean, whatever, dude. What do we got?
Presidential sniff.
Yeah, just a little presidential sniff, dude. It's not a big deal. I mean, Biden's hitching his wagon to Zelensky. You know, come on, Ukraine, man. CIA, we're doing good work. The Russians are bombing stuff, bombing malls, man. Abortion, vote. It's time for abortion. You gotta vote. I mean, it's pretty weird. It's what? What is it? Oh. Ted, yeah, Ted Kennedy. Well, we had Chris Inkley do the National Intel Report yesterday, I think, and he did the what's his name, Hinckley Jr., the Ronald Reagan shooter. That's kind of in the news. That was pretty funny, you know. What is his name? John Hinckley Jr., I guess. And he's like, I don't remember what even happened. I just want, you know, I want to apologize. I didn't mean to really, like, shoot a bunch of people like Brady. You know, that's why we have all those gun control laws now, the Brady. Like, I love how it's the Brady, the Giglio Brady, but then there's the Brady Bill. So it gets all confusing.
It convoluted. Yeah, they have to take over the names of things, yeah.
This is a way back. I was tagging BLM for like 3 or 4 years because it was the Bureau of Land Management with the ranchers, and then suddenly it was BLM, Black Lives Matter, and I was like, what? What?
Well,
what
because they were being racist.
What is
that? The Bureau of Land Management was being racist hell.
Yeah.
So that's why, yeah.
Because the federal government has no skin color. It's just racist, like whatever race is the weakest, the federal government comes after you. I think that's maybe the thing. I wanted to talk about, like, my mom going to work back in the day, IRS, you know what I mean? Like, my mom was stay-at-home mom forever, you know, she took care of everything, paid the bills, bought the groceries. We went to the Air Force Base. We've been over this many times. Went down to Bergstrom. There's now the Austin Airport. It's called Bergstrom International. It used to be an Air Force base. There's a Hilton there, big round building. It's a Hilton Hotel. It used to be the command center for the Air Force base. And, you know, my mom would drag us all down there, you know, buying groceries, hundreds of dollars of groceries to last us a whole month. You know.
Going to the PX?
Go to the PX or the BX, whatever the hell it is. You know, they like to switch it up, base exchange, post exchange, whatever. Camp Mabry. Sometimes we go to Camp Mabry. I remember when they closed Bergstrom, then we went to the post exchange at Camp Mabry. It wasn't the same. It was like going from the Walmart Supercenter down to the local bodega, but they still had all the good stuff, right? But yeah, drag us out there, and you're there for like 2 hours. You know, she's pushing. She'd be like, "We're loading another cart up." She's like, "You know, Michael, you got to push this cart around. Follow me." And I'm like, "Mom, it weighs like 100 pounds. And what is happening? You know, we got like three other siblings just, you know, romping around." And she's like, "Don't you let them, you know, go do anything." And I'm like, "Mom, I can't control this. But whatever. We're buying hundreds of dollars of stuff." And that was it. You know, there was no, you wanted Cheetos? Sorry. We didn't get Cheetos this month. You know, you're getting Doritos or Fritos, or maybe if you're lucky, some Lay's potato chips. That's it. You know, we're not going back until a month later when Pops comes home with the paychecks. And then one day they were like, "Oh, guess what? You know, your mom, you know, she's been screwing up. You know, she might waste some money." My dad was just kind of like the silent type, strong silent type. He didn't really know what was going on. And the next thing my mom's working at the IRS, like 6 to like 11 or 12, you know, evenings. And so suddenly my dad's the one at home. my mom's at work, but like you hang out with the friends on a Thursday or Friday or Saturday, and then mom's coming home late night. You know, dad might be asleep. He might have like an hour or two. Next thing you know, mom's showing up and you're in trouble. And, you know, forget about Social Security and all that. You know, my dad was probably bitching about Social Security in 93. You know, he's like, oh, we're never going to get our money. You know, they're taking our money. And I like how we were talking about Trump might have actually rolled that into something, but that's over for now. But yeah. One more thing, look at this Supreme Court garbage going on. So Trump set all this stuff up and was probably supposed to still be in office, but we've got the Dems and Biden and their little, you know, their weekended Bidens is going on, their puppet, and they're trying to get all mad because there's this... it's rolling over, you know, like we're still seeing it, even though I thought we were screwed. I thought the Supreme Court was not going to do anything, but apparently they've done some things. I'm not going to say it's one way or another, but wow, the liberals are so mad. They lied under oath. They said, you know, Roe v. Wade was the law, and it was like, yeah, it was, but that doesn't mean they lied when they overturn it. It means you can do whatever you want, you know, go back to your state, do what you want, have fun. And you got these liberals, like, for instance, Austin, you know, they were just pouring into Austin like, oh, it's liberal. And now they're like, oh, no, it's in Texas, and Texas is a red state. Now they're all turning tail. And where are they going to go? Where are these liberals going to go? Back to California? You know, back to New York?
Yeah, I wish.
Who knows? It's going to be fun. I think it'll be fun.
Well, you know what? We got a lot to talk about. Yeah, let's take this break. Guys, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. All residents of urban
neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.